Bob, you just told me something absolutely incredible. As I was going over concerts coming to Pittsburgh this summer and fall, and I invited you to go to the Alice Cooper, Judas Priest, Corrosion of Conformity concert at the Pavilion.
What a name.
on October 1st. That should be the day of the Pirates' first playoff game, so there might be a conflict. You tell me Alice Cooper is a good golfer?
Really good golfer. Like, of all the people who I think perform at that level, he may be the best golfer of them all.
Limits, what do you make of this, and what has you cracking up back there?
Well, I was just putting out our social video for the day about the games that we were talking about, and I realized that on the Catch-21 TV show, I botched the entire cast name. I called the host, Alfonso Ribeiro, I think it is Ribeiro, and I called the lady Mindy. Her name is actually Mickey.
And the texters are all over you?
No, I'm just all over myself looking at it right now.
You haven't posted it yet.
When I post the video out there, I'm going to probably get ripped by the Catch-21 fans out there.
What do you make of Bob telling us Alice Cooper is actually a great golfer?
I think that this is Joe trying to find
Alice,
a way to be invited to golf with
No, I don't want to golf with Alice.
That would be fun.
I would, but Bob, I never knew. You don't picture Alice Cooper on a golf course. Does he wear?
I don't.
Alice Cooper, the rock musician, is also an avid golfer. He's known for his high-energy stage performances, but offstage, he's a dedicated golfer with a 4 handicap.
What?
Wow.
He's been playing golf for decades, even credited it with helping him overcome alcohol addiction. Where most people become alcohol addicted because of golf, it's helped him overcome it. He plays 6 days a week, even while touring. So I guarantee you, if he's in Pittsburgh for any length of time, he will make the call to Oakmont. He will make the call to Neverwood. He will make the call to any course he can get on. He'll be playing.
Wow. Well, I'm going to name a concert. You guys tell me if this interests you. Just a simple yes or no.
Please.
October 15th, The Violent Femmes at Stage AE, Bob.
No. I don't even know that.
Too much violence for me, Bob.
There's enough violence every day. I don't need to go to a concert that has violence in the name.
I wanted to go to the Megan Maroney concert, but I was away.
You know, I got to tell you about that.
Were you there?
Megan Maroney?
Yes. Well, we did. Stanley Marks had a great dinner. He does. It's his 10th anniversary of raising money for blood cancer patients and research, and I MC it every year and saw Colin Dunlap and his wonderful daughter, Darren, there, who's been a cancer survivor from a young age, and so many others who have great stories. But from that event, we wanted to go down to Hyde Park for a drink afterwards, my wife and I, and so I couldn't believe the amount of Megan Maroney people outside of the venue. This reminded me of Taylor Swift, right?
Oh, yeah, I saw the videos.
When you have 70,000 people inside, but then outside, there's all these young ladies, you know, in the grass just listening to the music. Stage AE got a little bit, they did a good thing. They signed Megan Maroney before she was as popular as she is right now. And as a result, they're committed to play that venue where probably she could be in PNC Park.
Yeah, she could play PNC.
Yeah. But then I couldn't believe how many, it took us forever to get like half a mile down the road.
Would I have fit in, Bob, with this crowd, or would I have stuck out like a sore thumb if I went to the Megan Maroney concert?
Yes.
I think she has really nice music.
She's very good, yes.
David Byrne at the Benedum, September 16th. Anybody?
Is that David
Talking
Byrne?
Heads.
Is that a comedy act?
No, he's a singer for the Talking
Byrne,
Heads.
Steve Byrne is the comedian.
Oh, that's who I'm thinking of, yeah. No.
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 Marilyn Manson.
No.
No?
No.
Limits?
I've heard of Marilyn Manson. Don't ask me to name what song it is, but
that's,
no.
It's all weird to me, so my
Jessica
answer is no.
Simpson? She's a singer? I thought she was an actress, Bob. She's
she was
stage.
Married to Tony Romo once, wasn't she?
Is it the same person?
Well,
she's at Stage AE. What does she do?
Sing. I
Limits?
Bet.
Does she sing?
Yeah, like she was a singer.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's a verified artist.
Was she
on
married
Spotify?
To Tony Romo once? I think she was.
I don't know. You should know. You go out to dinner with Romo and Nance every time
I do,
they come to town.
But I never bring up past marital failures, and I don't, you know, that'd be the last thing I'm going to do.
She hasn't had an album since Happy Christmas in 2009.
But can you confirm that she married Tony Romo at one point? Can you confirm that?
Confirm that if you would. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Bob, August 8th at Iron City stage.
I'm going to surprise you and say yes on this
one. I'll do that one. Let's mark that one down. The Doobie Brothers with the Coral Reefer Band.
Yes.
Everybody in on that?
I'll go to that.
Oh,
all right.
Blackwater, keep on rolling. There's a super moon. Won't you keep on?
We got to do that.
Simpson and Tony Romo dated in the late 2000s for a year and a half. Their relationship was scrutinized, according to the internet, with football fans blaming Simpson for Romo's performance on the field.
And her singing went downhill based on Tony Romo being part of, you know, who
apparently,
knows why.
But
they tanked each other's careers, Bob.
How about Graham Nash of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young?
I'll say yes on that one.
Yeah, Palace Theater, I think, in Greensburg.
You love that group, Joe.
Yeah, I would go there in a second. You want to go there, Limits?
I would go to make you happy.
Circle these ones. Casey and the Sunshine Band at the Timber Rock Amphitheater, Bob. Yes?
Say what again?
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
You know, he's put on some weight. I saw some video of him. Not that that's, you know, affects his singing, but...
It may.
It may not. I used to love Casey and the Sunshine Band. I may go to that, yeah.
Ace Frehley and the Ringleader at... Ace Frehley's coming to Jurgles. He used to be the lead singer for Kiss. Was he? Or the lead guitarist? I don't know who he is. Ace Frehley.
I know the name. Kiss. I don't remember. Yeah.
You think Ron will be at Jurgles that night with free food and beer?
If he is, he's not going to tell us because he hasn't told us when he comes to town. He should tell us.
The Little River Band at the Palace Theater. Absolutely. How many of the originals are still alive?
I don't listen to any of these people, Bob. The concerts that I would have went to are like George Strait when he was here.
Cool Change. Is that they sing that, right?
Post Malone. I wanted to go to the Post Malone concert.
Is the lead singer still alive? That sang Cool Change?
Again, you're asking me. I don't know the answer to that.
I would I'm going to take my wife there. Yeah, July
11th. The only thing I'll say about some of these, and I really do like Post Malone, and I like
Jelly Roll.
Jelly
he
Roll.
Sucks,
Jelly,
Bob.
No,
but
what I don't
I saw
here's
Jelly
what
Roll
I don't
at the
like.
McAfee event.
The use of the F word on every other word. When it gets to the point where it drives
that?
Me nuts.
Who does
they
it?
They all do it.
A lot of singers do. A lot of rappers, especially.
I don't want to hear it. I'm tired of that word.
How about
being
Frankie
used
Avalon at the Palace Theater on June 29th?
Frankie, I still remember Grease. Was it Grease he was in a singing song?
That was John Travolta.
No.
What?
I think it was Frankie Avalon in Beauty School Dropout. No graduation date for you.
That's Beauty great, school Bob. That's not Grease. Texter, you guys have had a more recent Christmas album than Jessica Simpson.
Jessica Simpson. I can't get
Christmas
over that
album.
One. I don't mean to sound morbid.
Find out now if Frankie, am I just dreaming this? Frankie Avalon was in...
Can you look that up, Limits? Frankie Avalon in Grease?
Texter, yeah. I never thought the two old Muppets in the balcony did sports talk radio until I heard these two talk about Pittsburgh concerts. That's
Bob,
great.
I don't mean to be morbid or mean, but when Larry Richard told me that Frankie Avalon was on his show last week when the famous Pittsburgh musician passed away, if you had told me that Frankie Avalon passed away in 1984, I would have said, oh, yeah, that makes sense. I can't believe, and I'm happy for this, I can't believe he's still alive.
He's 84.
He's 84, still doing it. That's great for him. A lot of these, you know, I just saw George Strait over there at Acrisure Stadium at 73. He can still do it. And these guys are all, we've seen Rolling Stones. Those guys are out there still performing.
How about the Disco Biscuits, Bob? At Stage AE on June 27th.
I never heard of them.
Limits, have you heard of them?
No.
The Disco Biscuits?
No.
I'd like to see them. Anyway, Bob, I mentioned the Steelers' defense. Get this. And this might make you angry out there. They still have by far the highest paid defense out there at $178 million. That's 26 more million than the next highest paid, which is the Giants at 152. Are they getting a bang for their buck here? I don't think they are.
No, I would say no.
My God. $178 million. It's the highest paid defense in the league, Limits. In the league.
And it's been that way for the last 4 years, guys. Like, they continually put more and more money on the defensive side of the ball.
But that's one thing you'll never... Well, you can't accuse them for not putting money into their team. They do it all the time.
Well,
but the question is, we have so many high-end players, then you still need the defense. You need the depth guys to complement it when necessary, and sometimes they don't have enough of those guys.
Well, nobody's denying that they put money into the team. Nobody's denying that at all.
Well, I've heard people call here and say it's similar to the Pirates. I said it's not even close.
What's similar to the Pirates?
Spending habits.
For who?
You've not taken calls on this topic?
Well, I think...
This Pirate spending habits are similar to who?
The Steelers not spending enough on certain positions. You
what?
Can argue that. What you can't argue is...
No, you can't argue that.
You can't.
About certain positions. In other words, they're putting a lot in their defense, not as much in their offense, whatever the case, but they still spend it.
The Steelers spent, listen, for all the criticism that I'd be willing to levy on the Steelers, they do exist to win, and I do
absolutely
give them credit for
that.
That's
what they're trying to
they
do this
try
year
to win every single year.
Right, and this year is no exception. That's
and
why they brought
spend
in Rodgers
every single year, and they go out and sign a guy like DK Metcalf to a probably too big of a contract, but that's better than too small
exactly
of a one and not getting a guy.
That's my counter to when people say they don't spend enough on their offense. They say they just did, and they've got they haven't paid quarterback money over the last several years. They haven't had to, but they've put it into their play, and they're similar to me in how they operate, like the Ravens do. They're both trying to win, and they're doing what they can to bring in team or players that can help them win.
Well, I think what the conversation is there, and members of the media have even asked Tomlin and Omar Khan about this, is the size of the coaching staff. I think that's where some fans kind of point the finger there. Like,
well, because there is no limit to it.
That's where the Steelers skimp is on things outside, but I don't care about that, really. I care about players.
It's players, and they always do find. And by the way, I'm right. Frankie Avalon did sing Beauty School Dropout in Greece.
I'm sorry,
in 1992.
Bob. How about Chicago? You want to go see them at the UPMC Event Center?
Chicago's really good.
Give me one of their songs. Anyone. Sing it. The Night Chicago Died. I mean, they didn't sing that.
They were at Pat Hampson's Celebrity Care Fest.
I hope themselves dying really is not a part of it. What about Boston? Is Boston coming to town? They sing more.
The Bruins are. More. Bob, sing a Chicago song. Give me one.
I'm not good at lyrics with... I have to have the lyrics in front of me before I could sing it.
No, you don't.
Yes,
you just
do.
Belted out a couple songs by that
were, I remember those. For some reason, they're ingrained into my head. I don't know why.
Saturday in the Park?
Saturday
in the Park. Just like it was the
4th
of
July.
Even Limits knows that one.
Let's go to the park.
Yeah. That,
I don't know.
That was good.
That was great.
I wouldn't go that far, but it was good. Will You Still Love Me? You know that one?
I don't know. I know the song. I don't know the lyrics to it, though.
All right.